Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 20, and we're reading verses 1 to 8.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed.
Our focus is on verse 1. While it was still dark. Whether this refers to the time Mary left home or when she arrived at the tomb doesn't matter. The reality was that the darkness of the night and of recent events couldn't stop something stirring within Mary that made her get up and go early to the tomb on that first Resurrection Sunday. As a result, she was amongst the first to encounter a risen Saviour. There's a lot of darkness around us today that can easily overwhelm us and cause us to hide away. Whether it's the cost of living and economic uncertainty, political unrest and confusion, or environmental concerns, we can succumb to despair. But Christ is risen. There is hope for the hopeless, help for the weary, and light for those living in darkness. Let's not wait for an easier time. Let's not be intimidated by the darkness of evil. Let's follow Mary's example and respond to the stirring of the Holy Spirit within us and get up and go out to a world that needs to know that Jesus is alive and offers us resurrection life now and beyond death. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that your light of life has overcome the darkness of sin and death. Thank you for the assurance I can have of that glorious eternal life in you, both now and into eternity. Please help me to remember this, especially when the things of life might overwhelm me, and give me the passion to tell others about you. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.